Good morning, my friends. I invite you to worship with me using the words that our founders would have used in 1776. We begin in our bulletins. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who hast prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass man's understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward thee that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain thy promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy God, that hath done for thee these great and terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. Here endeth the lesson.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is read in unison. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his works. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The epistle, a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city with which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one in him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Here endeth the epistle.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of our Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and to the good. He sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Almost exactly 150 years ago, on July the 2nd, 1863, Major William Worthington Goldsworth was asked to command the Confederates' 2nd Maryland Infantry. The commander had been wounded. William Goldsborough was a printer by trade. This was the first time that he had been put in charge. He came from a divided family. His brother, Charles, was a surgeon on the Union's 5th Maryland Infantry. That day, William Goldsborough held the hill on which he and his troops were assigned. But the next morning, orders were given for William Goldsborough to march with his troops into heavy enemy fire. He would obey this order. But before he did, he turned to his comrade and said, quote, "This is nothing short of murder, asking my men to march into that fire. It is a slaughter pen." Goldsborough would lead his troops into the fire, where 2/3 of them were killed. A musket would enter his left side, going through his lung and exiting his back. He was hospitalized for months and then taken as a prisoner of war, where he and other Confederate soldiers were put in a crude stockade for 45 days three of his comrades starved to death in the stockade. Goldsboro would live until he was 70 years old, but he would never forgive the Union side army. On his deathbed, his wife leaned over and he said to her, his final words were, and I quote, "Don't you dare let me be buried anywhere near those damn Yankees." Do you see that old Bible on our altar? Can everyone see it? That Bible was brought to us by Don and Jackie Neifert. It has been carried down the generations in Jackie's family. It was printed in 1771. After this service, you're more than welcome to come up and look at it. Please don't touch, but you're welcome to look. Now, back in the time of the Declaration of Independence, I would have preached for over an hour, but I promise I won't do that today. You also would have been seated in box pews. The Eucharist was very rarely celebrated, but occasionally it was done, as we will today. And back then, we were also fighting an enemy, which was not ourselves, but Great Britain. For we longed to be free of their governance. We longed to no longer pay taxes to someone who never set foot on our own soil. And we would fight for our freedom. As you look across the great and rich and beautiful history of this country, we see so many battles where we have to fight our enemies. And I find that it is so easy to pray for this country. How much I love this country, and I know that you do as well. How grateful we are to be here and to be free. But what is not so easy to do is what Jesus asks of us in the gospel for today. Jesus tells us that we, if we are to follow him, are to love our enemies. We are to pray for those who persecute us. Now, most of us are like Goldsboro. We are willing to die for our country and for our freedom. But pray for our enemies? I don't know. Even on his deathbed, Goldsboro was not prepared to pray for his enemies. And why? Why does Jesus ask us to do this? Does it mean that we're supposed to condone injustice? That we're supposed to stand by and let evil run over the world? What does it mean when Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for the people that hurt you? First of all, it doesn't mean that you have to feel anything. But it means that if we are truly to be free, then we have to liberate our own souls by forgiving and by even learning to love our enemies. Do you remember back in the story of the creation, how we existed in Eden in perfect freedom with God, in perfect harmony. Do you remember that story? And how we took that fruit that wasn't offered to us, and we fell from God's grace. And what was the first thing that happened after the fall? There were two brothers, sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. And Cain became jealous of Abel. His brother became his enemy, and he killed him. And from that point on, the cycle of violence began and has continued to this day. And I do not know how we as a country can forgive, but I do know how you and I as individuals can forgive. We simply need to begin by praying every day for the people that drive us nuts. If you go about praying for all the people you love and all the people who are sick and who need help, but you don't pray for the people who you cannot stand, then you are not obeying Jesus' words. You see, when we are able to speak the names of those who despise us and those who we despise, when we are able to say their name in prayer, not wishing that they go to hell, but in prayer, then for a moment we go back to Eden. Then for a brief moment we stop the cycle of violence and hatred. And we are there again. Be perfect, Jesus says, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Yes, we live in a fallen world, and war at times is inevitable. But you and I are called as Christians to forgive. I have a prayer list that I use every morning when I say morning prayer, and I name all those people who have asked me to pray, or my family or my loved ones. But it took me years before I realized that I had to put on there the people who really rubbed me the wrong way. And honestly, even today, there are mornings when I say a name and I feel my throat kind of catch. But you don't have to say anything at all when you name your enemy. Just speak their name before God. It's not complicated. Just say it aloud. Because until you do, you will be like Goldsboro, who even on his deathbed was still agonizing about the enemy. He was not able to let the enemy go. He was not able to forgive. So for the sake of our own souls, God asks us to pray for our enemies, so that we may be free, as Adam and Eve were in the garden, truly free. A friend of mine saw a picture on the internet. It was 50 years after the Battle of Gettysburg. And in the picture, there's a Union soldier and a Confederate soldier, and they have their arms around each other. Tears coming down their eyes. And it's a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. What would it be like if every single American prayed for his or her enemies? What would happen to this country? You see, I believe that when we pray for our enemies, we open up the possibility of a miracle. And I don't know what the miracle would look like, but the possibility is there. So I want you to try this. Pray for people that hate you. Pray for the opposing political party. Pray for terrorists. Pray for brutal dictators. Pray constantly for those who have hurt you. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. Picture in your mind someone who has hurt you, or who has hurt this country, or who has driven you crazy in some way. In your mind, speak the name of this person. You can open your eyes. Why do we do this? For the very simple reason that Jesus asked us to. And because this, my friends, is the only way that you can be truly free. Amen. Let us stand and say together the words of the 1662 prayer book, the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural wonders of this land. They restore us, though we often destroy them.
Heal us.
We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them.
Forgive us.
Help us to love and serve you in all things.
Guide us.
We thank you for the men and women who have made this country strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them.
Inspire us.
We thank you for the torch of liberty which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation that we have often hidden from its light.
Enlighten us.
Bless and guide the leaders of this nation, especially Barack, our president, Rick, our governor, and Alvin, our mayor.
Empower us.
We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again.
Renew us.
We pray for those who have died and for those who mourn for them. We especially remember Julie Asciarno and Bill Carson and the 19 firefighters who lost their lives in the wildfire outside of Yarnell, Arizona. We pray for our enemies and for those who hate us and wish us ill. Bless them and turn their hearts to peace. Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice and to abolish poverty and crime. And hasten the day when all our people, with many voices and one united chorus, will glorify your holy name.
Amen. I invite you to name before God those who are ill or suffering or in need of prayer. Jackie, Barbara, Marcus. I invite you to name before God those things for which you are thankful. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting, would you raise your hand? We will not make you give a speech, but we want to know who you are. Welcome, welcome. We're so glad you're with us today on this special day. Thank you, Dom, for bringing in your family Bible. It is just wonderful to have it with us. It is beautiful, and we're grateful. Tomorrow, we begin our vacation Bible school. And it will continue every evening this week. We have over 40 children registered, and we'd love to have as many as can come. So if you would like to join us, you are welcome. This coming Saturday, our youth group is having a pool party at the home of the Lingaitis family. You can call the church if you want more details about that. That should be fun. This coming Friday, July 12th, the River City Men's Chorus will present a free concert here at 7:30 p.m., which is beautiful music, so you're all welcome to attend. You may smell a little something funny around here, which is actually a good thing. It's proof that we need to look at our building and we're contemplating a capital campaign. You see, what happened is our chillers for our air conditioner, which are very old, leaked a bit in the basement. Everything has been cleaned up, but there is still a remaining lingering, moldy smell. Yes? Yes. We are giving tours of all the needs of the facility following the 10:30 service if you're interested. We also have a virtual tour, which you should have received in your e-newsletter. Did people get that? Isn't that cool? I love technology. Couple of things I want to ask you to pray for in addition to your enemies. The Cathedral Arts Project has an employee named Julie Asciarno, who is in her 30s, the mother of twin one-year-olds, and she had a brain aneurysm this week and died. So please pray for her family, for her twins, and I'll let you know as we're updated about what they need. Also, Father Raja's wife, Lily, our priest here, who is an Egyptian, his wife is on the ground in Cairo right now. She is on Facebook posting things to us, but she's a very passionate woman, and she's been known to go out and tell everyone what she thinks. I'm telling her to stay in her apartment, but please pray for Lily and for her safety and for her discretion so she can come back to us safely, and pray for Egypt. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. There, grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death, until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Be seated.
And now we will send forth our lay Eucharistic minister who will visit the homebound who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. By the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son, and we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.